Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of Fionn Whitehead, among the protagonists of Port Authority, screening in the Camping Festival in the Antartower Guard section.
So, if I read correctly, it was you who found Daniela, is that correct?
Well, this is what I thought it was. I thought that my team found the script and sent it to me. And then I got told by one of the producers that it wasn't. So I think it was maybe a mixture of the two, because she claims that they were looking for me. So I'm not really sure, to be honest. I think it's a bit of both, maybe.
Do you believe in fate, then?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
So what did he teach you about the script? From what I know, is the first, we can say a romantic movie in a way, right?
My first romantic. Yeah, I just read the script and really loved it. I thought it was just such a beautiful kind of love story and such an interesting story as well, even apart from that aspect. And I just thought the characters were really intricate and complex and well written and rounded.
How would you describe your character? Who he was in the script, what did he become?
Poole is kind of, he's like a troubled, quite isolated, defensive guy who moves to New York to live with his half-sister who he's never met, and she never turns up, and then he kind of ends up living with these guys who do evictions and kind of shady immigration services, and he works with them, and then he falls in love. He meets Y and falls in love with her and gets introduced to the Kiki scene and goes from there. So he's a sort of quite isolated, quite defensive, a slightly aggressive character, who kind of is a very sort of like not needing anyone, feels like he doesn't need anyone, just wants to do it all on his own. And then slowly over the course of the film, you see him kind of being drawn out of himself and realizing it's okay to put your trust in other people and to, you know, connect with other people.
So when I say, you know, romance is not all that is in this film, there are so many things.
Yeah, true. There's a lot of different aspects. Yeah.
How much did you change after this film? What did you learn? How many things did you learn from, you know, in your life for Fionn?
I learned so much. I mean, I can't even... So much. I learned so much about, you know, the world, you know, the Kiki world and the ballroom world and everything else. That I had no idea about before. It was a really amazing experience.
Things we say, love is love, and all these things that we like to say, but that's how we really understand.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, that's was the things that at the heart of this story is just a simple, quite a simple love story between these two characters who really connect with each other. And yeah.
How was Daniela as a director?
She was great. She was great. I think she had such a clear idea for what she wanted for the film, that then when we came to shooting, she was very kind of she was super supportive and really she collaborated a lot as well. So even though she had such a clear vision for it, she was really open to collaboration and for us to be involved in the creative process and say, oh, I'm not sure that Paul would say that, or I'm not sure that maybe. And she was really open to that, which was amazing, which is such a blessing from a director to be able to do that.
When you started this journey as an actor, did you have already an idea of what kind of films you wanted to do, what kind of series you wanted to do, what kind of actor you wanted to be? Like, do you think that an actor has to have like sort of a program of the things that you would never do, or something like that?
No, I think I was fairly like open when I started out. I didn't have any clear kind of prerogative of what I wanted to do and what I didn't want to do. I just knew I wanted to act and just kind of wanted to experience as much as I could, and I still feel the same. You know, I've got no clear kind of plan about what I want to do and where I want to go. It's more just taking things as they come and seeing what I respond to and what I think will challenge me and interest me and going from there.
So it's more the challenge that attracts you, or?
Yeah, not just the challenge, but just whatever I think is interesting. If I respond to a role and I think a character would be interesting to play, it's just sort of an instinctive thing, I think, to want to do it. Yeah.
Tell me about this Cannes experience.
It's been great, yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It's been quite overwhelming, I think, in a good way. Like, the carpet yesterday was incredible, and I think it's amazing to see so many creative people come together and sort of share their experiences and talk and collaborate. I think that's really amazing that it provides people that kind of platform, that ability.
You worked a lot, especially in this field, with strong women. So what do you think about all this discussion about being quotas and, you know, female directors?
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's insane that it's, this is still going on. It should be equal. It should have been equal long ago. Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is the kind of, I feel kind of bad even saying anything. I feel like it's the kind of thing that I can't really answer, kind of question I can't really answer because I'm not a woman. And
but it's, you work with women, so you know that there's not a difference. I mean,
oh yeah, no, absolutely. There's no. It's kind of astounding to me that this is still, that it's still a question when you work with a female director or a female creator. That people ask about that is crazy.
Feminine touch or things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it should be. There shouldn't be any distinction between man and female directors. It should be equal. And yeah, but I mean, I'm stating the obvious there, I think.
And then the final question about Port Authority: what would you like people to get away with?
I just hope they're moved by it, and I hope that they enjoy it, and are able to kind of learn something from it, and just. Go on this sort of journey with the characters.
And we've been talking to Fionn Whitehead, among the protagonists of Daniel Lesovitz's film Port Authority, screening at the 72nd Festival de Cannes in the Occidental Regards section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.